Hi, I'm David Dodge. Welcome to Green Energy Futures. The Alberta government recently lifted its six-month moratorium on renewable energy development and imposed some new rules. Experts told us the new rules appeared to be so restrictive they were in effect a poison pill for Alberta's once booming renewable energy industry. Well, a few weeks have passed and a few clarifications on the new rules have been released.
Hi, my name is Vittoria Bellissimo, and I'm the president and CEO of the Canadian Renewable Energy Association. We do wind, solar, and storage across the country, and I'm excited to be here talking to David Dodge today. For context, last August, Alberta decided to pause Alberta Utilities Commission approvals of renewable energy projects. That was supposed to come off at the end of February, and it did on time, as promised, but there are new obligations that renewable energy generators must meet.
Those new obligations appeared to include no-go zones for renewable energy in 76% of southern Alberta and on Zone 1 and 2 agricultural lands, which prompted some experts to suggest this is a de facto moratorium for renewable energy in Alberta.
There's some uncertainty there. On agricultural land use, Alberta is taking what they have referred to as an agriculture first approach. So on class one and class two land, as long as renewable energy developers can show that they will be able to coexist with agriculture, then those projects will be allowed to proceed.
The government's own Alberta Utilities Commission said in a report released in January that renewable energy would occupy less than 1% of agricultural land by 2041, even under the most aggressive build-out of renewable energy. It seems renewable energy is quite compatible with agriculture.
Well, I mean, let's break it down. So for wind, 95% of the footprint of a wind project can still be used for agriculture. You can plant crops right up to the base of the wind tower foundation. Animals can graze right up to the base of the wind tower foundation. So it really is a solution that always works with agriculture. For solar, there are lots of options. There you can plant different types of crops. Pollinators can exist. Bees can exist. Sheep can graze. So the question is, we just don't know what the AUC will count as agriculture first and what they won't count.
The Alberta government also announced renewable energy would be kept 35 kilometers away from protected areas and pristine viewscapes. This prompted the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society to release a map showing 76% of southern Alberta would be off limits to renewable energy.
The map that was circulated showing 76% of southern Alberta being off limits wasn't a government-sanctioned map. It was an interpretation of what was released. The government took a little bit longer than industry would have liked to release a map, but they've done so, and it does show the buffer zone is limited to what the minister described to us, which was the Rocky Mountains and the foothills, along with visual impact assessment zones around UNESCO World Heritage sites.
The new government map shows exclusion zones totaling about 30%, including all of the land in the foothills in the Pincher Creek area right out to Claresholm, the present location of many wind farms and Alberta's best wind resource. Bellissimo is quite diplomatic about all this, but now worries about coming changes to the energy market model that could frankly help the industry or create even more barriers.
If there's one takeaway here, it's that uncertainty is bad for development. If investors don't know what the rules of the game are, and they don't know what the revenue streams will look like going forward, and they don't know what transmission policy looks like going forward, they're going to find a more attractive area to build.
It seems uncertainty is the new watchword for Alberta's once booming renewable energy industry. There's much more to this story in our blog at greenenergyfutures.ca. For Green Energy Futures, I'm David Dodge.